Now we're moving to the part of the course where I talk about how to attract and nurture early adopters. Like I mentioned earlier, some people have more of an early adopter in them than others, and now we're going to discover what types of early adopters there are and the industries they're attracted to. After that, I'm going to be asking you questions that get you to think about which types you should be paying the most attention to and how you can start to attract the types of early adopters who will most likely be interested in what you're offering. Let's start. So these are the different types of early adopters. Number one, the curious, inquisitive, imaginative, easily bored. These early adopters want you to cure their boredom. They often roam about trying to find something new to fascinate them. They like to be visually stimulated and they like to understand how things work. They tend to be anxious and restless, so they want to try new things. Curious early adopters are willing to do daring things to try to add more excitement to their lives. They want you to take them on a journey that's worth sharing. They like stories and adventures. They like to use their brain a lot. They like solving mysteries, indulging in gossip, creating things, and they aren't afraid of a little drama. These types will scroll around on the internet or on the TV for hours, hoping to find something new, fresh, and worth their time. How can you prove to them that your product is worth spending some of their attention on? Here are some common industries that attract this: technology, entertainment, gaming. My question for you is, how can you get people to get curious to try your product? Okay, early adopter type number two, the cool kids. Edgy, controversial, fashionable. The cool kids. So these are the early adopters that are addicted to trends. They like setting trends, watching trends, and being the ones to determine when a trend is over. They're the ones who like saying things like, oh, that's so last year, that's so played out. They aren't afraid to try things first. They're willing to get made fun of or try something new because they see the novelty and the bravery about doing something different. Ruffling feathers is one of their addictions. The confidence they have keeps everyone else dancing around them, trying to be as cool as them. Once something becomes too mainstream, they make sure to claim the fact that they were the ones who started it, and they drop it like a hot potato and run to the next thing. They would rather be one of the people who do something trendy first, whether it be wearing a certain sneaker or posting a certain meme or watching a certain show. They need to feel ahead of everyone else to feel good about themselves. So, common industries that attract this: fashion, music and experiences, so concerts and things of that nature, festivals, and causes. So things that make people get up and protest, or things that, you know, strong political views. So my question for you about this is, how can you get people to feel cool or ahead for trying your product? Moving on to the final early adopter type, which is the desperate, frustrated, unhappy, impatient. These early adopters only show up early because they're desperate about stopping something. They have a problem and they need you to fix it now. It's usually something urgent, something they've already tried to get rid of, but they haven't figured out a successful way yet. If you have a product that gives people a new way to solve an old problem, you'll have a line of these early adopters waiting at the door. Because these are the people who are dealing with an urgent problem, or at least urgent to them, and they have more of an appetite for risk. They'll try the numerical product or put weird things in their hair if it'll make it grow. They'll watch an hour-long tutorial on how to fix their problem. You just have to make sure it works. If it works, you've won their loyalty for life. They never forget the brands and services that get rid of their problems. So common industries that attract this are cosmetics and skincare, weight loss, any aches or pains. And I just want to emphasize too, it could be physical aches and pains or emotional aches and pains, any type of discomfort. So my question for you is, how can you best explain to people that your product will rid their problem? These are the examples of the early adopters. Next, we're going to go into exactly how to attract them.